Welcome to Words of Truth, the podcast where we delve into the intriguing topics of the Christian faith to help people grow in Christ. Welcome. Today I'm talking about apostasy within Christianity and its connection to eschatology or the end times. I'm your host, Mark Barrett, and in today's episode, we're going to explore the concept of apostasy, its significance in Christianity, and its potential implications for the end times. I know it's a big topic. And I've been thinking a lot about this lately because I've been having some interactions with an old acquaintance. He grew up in a church where I once was a pastor, and he went through the youth group, went off to seminary, received a theological education, and then he became a pastor of a couple of churches. But now he claims that he's an agnostic atheist, and he has a podcast that basically bashes Christianity. I've attempted to reason with him. I've given him scripture to consider. I've prayed for him. But he just turns a deaf ear and he argues and just seems so bitter. And I wonder what has happened to him. It's one of the saddest things I've ever experienced. But the bottom line is that he has become an apostate Christian. Maybe that's a foreign word to you. And so let's begin by defining apostasy. In Christian theology, apostasy refers to the abandonment or renunciation of one's faith in Christ. It involves turning away from the core beliefs and teachings of Christianity. Apostasy can manifest itself in various forms, ranging from outright denial of Christ to a gradual drifting away from the faith. In my friend's case, it's outright denying Christ and all the biblical teachings. Well, throughout history, the Christian faith has faced numerous periods of apostasy, where individuals or even entire movements have strayed from orthodox doctrine. In fact, the theme of apostasy runs throughout the Bible. In the Old Testament, we see Israel repeatedly turning away from God to follow after idols and foreign gods. However, many believers today see the prevalence of apostasy as a sign of the end times, as prophesied in Scripture. In the New Testament, for example, Jesus and the apostles warn of apostasy in the church as the end times draw near, and they give warnings about the rise of false prophets and teachers and doctrines in the last days. For example, in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1, the Apostle Paul writes, "Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons." Paul's warning to Timothy is about a phenomenon that will occur in the last times before Christ returns. And he predicts that there will be individuals who, instead of remaining steadfast in their faith, will apostatize, abandoning the fundamental truths of Christianity. In this case, Paul is describing it's the influence of deceiving spirits and teachings propagated by demons. In other words, Paul suggests that false doctrines and deceptive spiritual influences will lead some away from the truth of the gospel. And these false teachings may come in various forms, including distorted interpretations of Scripture, heretical beliefs, or worldly ideologies contrary to the teachings of Christ. It's a solemn reminder to Christians to remain vigilant, discerning, and rooted in the truth of God's Word. Similarly, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 3, Paul talks of a great apostasy that will precede the return of Christ. He says, "Let no one deceive you in any way, for that day will not come unless the rebellion comes first, and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of destruction." Paul is addressing the Thessalonian believers and providing them with some guidance concerning the return of Christ and the events that will precede it. And he begins by warning them not to be deceived by false teaching or misleading interpretations of prophecy. And then he refers to a specific event that has to occur before the day of the Lord, which is the rebellion or apostasy. Now, this rebellion represents a widespread departure from the faith, where many individuals and even entire groups will turn away from the truth of the gospel. It signifies a period of spiritual decline and moral decay within the church and the world. And again, it's a warning to believers to remain steadfast in their faith, to be discerning of false teachings and deceptive influences, and to be prepared for the events that will precede the return of Christ. Some believe that's happening today. And as we witness increasing secularization and moral relativism and departure from biblical truth in our society today, many Christians view these trends as fulfilling the prophetic warnings about apostasy in the last days that we find in the Word of God. So, what should we as believers do in response to the rise of apostasy? Well, we can't prevent apostasy entirely. We can guard ourselves against deception by guarding ourselves in the Word of God, by cultivating a vibrant relationship with Christ, by staying connected to a community of believers who uphold biblical truth. And that means being a student of the Word of God in more than just a casual way. It means being a person of prayer and making sure the church you attend is grounded in the Word of God. I had a couple of ladies stop by my house the other day wanting to talk to me about the Bible. Let's just say they were preaching an unorthodox doctrine that sounded very convincing, by the way. I mean, they had all the Bible verses to back up their teaching. They were just misinterpreted and out of context. And if I wasn't grounded in the Word of God, I could have been easily taken in. So that's why it's important to study God's Word. In addition, we can pray fervently for those who have fallen away from the faith, asking God to draw them back into relationship with Him, to protect the hearts and minds of believers from deception. And that's what I'm doing with my apostate friend. And I occasionally will drop him a portion of Scripture to consider, because I know that God's Word will never return void. As we navigate the complexities of apostasy and the signs of the last day, let's hold fast to the hope that we have in Christ. Let's remain vigilant in our faith. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Words of Truth. Until next time, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.